Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time. Only at Whole Foods Market.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So Nadia Vecina is kind enough to give us this time on Coast to Coast AM as a way, I think, to not just connect with us as people, but also as a radio show. I think that's pretty cool. I think you need to have some people from Coast to Coast on your show too sometime. No, I mean, not in the near future or anything, but I think that'd be fun if we could have a radio cultural exchange program.
Yeah, absolutely. With a great pleasure.
So I saw an article today about how the body count, to use the term, that there are the reports from Ukraine that in fact the word is coming back that there are more people dying on the front line than previously thought. Have you heard any independent confirmation of that in Ukraine?
Well, the thing, I just was also checking the news, and the official quantity of people who were died is less than it is in reality, because it's a very long way to count everybody to fix that he is really dead, that to find the body or something like that. So around 300 citizens passed away, and around 3,000 or more soldiers, as I understand. I did talk to my boys, to my soldiers. I have them on almost on the whole front line, from Dnipropetrovsk to Donetsk to Mariupol, like everywhere, Kherson. And then I'm asking them, like, guys, please tell me what the quantity, the real one. And they're like, after the war. We will talk about it after war. I'm like, okay. So they're not talking about that a lot. And they don't want to, like, after war finish, yes, you will see the real situation. Because government and soldiers, they have politics, like, they're not going to talk a lot about all this drama. So they show the reality, but not everything. Like, for example, when I talk to soldiers, I do have a lot of information which the majority of people doesn't know. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's very, very right not to tell the people all these details, horrible, because I think it's going to blow their mind away. It's really hard. It's really difficult to get all these and to understand that, oh, my gosh, this is the reality. So So I don't have any straight numbers of people.
Well, we'll keep up to date on that with you, because I think everybody in America was glad to hear that things were going so well, and that when they would show the maps on every news channel, they were showing maps that indicated that Russia was receding a little bit. The fighting was successful for Ukraine. But I did hear that right now, the thing that the soldiers want, they don't need to have fighter jets. They want more anti-aircraft guns, and they want more anti-tank weapons. Is that what you're hearing, too, in Ukraine?
Well, yes. The one thing, when the war started, we were begging to close the sky. We're begging NATO and the European Union to close the sky, because it's too difficult to control the sky. Here, thanks God, we have a Pavlov, the system which hitting the rockets, and we can understand why we have sirens, because the system working, and it's like alerts, like, come on, going high, and they kicking out all the rockets, pretty much like 70 or 80, sometimes 90%. It's clear for us. On the biggest part of the country, we don't have this protective system from rockets, so it's horrible. And that's why, as NASA didn't close the sky, we're asking to a very, very hard weapon so we can protect ourselves by these weapons. And I am amazed by soldiers. I'm so much amazed, because since the 2014, when the army was really not in such a good shape as it is right now, and what I see right now, oh my gosh, we have Britons, we have Americans, we have Canadians, soldiers who come to work to cooperate with us. They teach us something, we teach them a lot. And everybody, really shocked, oh, my gosh, how Ukrainian troops can do what they do.
Right.
Because we never, ever had wars before, never. But right now, we are so much matured, we're so much inspired, we're so much really ready to keep the rest to terroristic country, Russia, Putin, and their army. And the Russian army see that. If we have a lot of phone calls, which we hear from Russians, they talk to each other, and they're like begging not to go to Ukraine, because they're like, oh, Ukraine's gonna destroy us. We're gonna die. We're not gonna come back to our families. Let them go. And they're really scared, because we are matured to. This is I can tell you, this is the final Putin call. This is it. Because this is the time when we, Ukraine, can fix all the questions with Russia. No more Russia in Ukrainian's life. No more Russia on the borders. No more anything with Russia in common. Nothing. Because we're so much different. Oh, my gosh. We're like from different planets.
Yeah.
It was Soviet Union. It was. But this is it. Now, it's like, I'm telling you, it's like we're living in one planet and they're living in another planet. Totally different nations, totally different people. We are thinking totally different. Just one thing which we had in common, it was Soviet Union years ago, and the language. But again,
yeah,
I speak English. I speak American, so it doesn't mean that America should come and save me from here.
No, that'd be a bad idea.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And you know, Nadia, as you say it too, I know that the other thing that also I remember relaying a report. I had no original information, but I read and I shared it on the air that there were these mobile body disposal units that were following behind the Russians because they didn't want to have to transport the bodies back to Russia. They didn't want images of people, of caskets or coffins being unloaded from planes or from trucks. And so they were cremating the bodies there in Ukraine in order to prevent that. Have you heard more about it? Because I looked and I couldn't find out whether there'd been any confirmation of that story.
Well, you're pretty much very right. One thing that we, every day, I receive in the video messages from soldiers with lots of Russian troops, Russian dead troops, dead bodies. They like just, I don't know, like, you know, after the hurricane, there is, like, it's messy in the city, yes, because wind, all throw away, and they're, like, all the plastic things from the garbage are flying everywhere, and then it's on the floor, on the ground. So we have Russian dead bodies like this on Ukrainian land. If you go right to the front line, there are, like, a lot of them, just lots of dead people. They even don't take them away from here. Never. They just drop them.
And they're not bringing them back.
Never, because they don't need that. Because already allowed around like 30,000, 30,000.
Right.
Zero. Yes,
right.
30,000.
Yeah, 30,000.
In Ukraine. It's so, oh my gosh, it's so disgusting because we have a lot of them here. We already cleaned the lands which are free, but we have to save Russian bodies because we will, when it's going to be, I don't know, it's like some rules how you have to act with the dead
Right.
With the
because of the Orthodox Church, because Ukrainian Orthodox and Russian Orthodox are very similar.
Pretty much. pretty yeah. much, yes.
And you need to you need to handle the dead with respect.
Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh, we hate them so much, but we have to be respectful to those people who came to kill us. But from another side, they already had those like not machines. I don't know how to say that. Where they were just burning Russian bodies. So they really had that vehicle speak when they took the dead body of Russian soldier, just drop there, just burn it, and that's it. Nobody, no problem. Can you imagine that? And
yeah.
one thing which makes me crazy, that Russians, mothers and fathers of these soldiers, they're like not reacting anyway. They're like, oh my gosh, this is, oh my gosh, we love you, what's on, blah, 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 and that's it. I'm like, why are you not going out in the streets? Why are you not in protesting? Like, so many people passed away in Russia. Oh, my gosh. And they're like, okay. When in Ukraine was Maidan, when Yanukovych, our ex-president, who was very good with Putin, terrorist Putin, we didn't want Yanukovych to be our president. And he did some very, very bad things to students. They went to protest, and the government killed these kids. So the next day, can you imagine? The next day, 1 million people came to Kiev for the protesting that the government should listen to the students, the government shouldn't touch people, shouldn't kill people. 1 million people, because 5 or 10 students were killed and someone were missed and something like that. 1 million people. And what, just take a look at Russia. It's from, as I tell you before, different planet.
Well, you know what? I appreciate your passion. And I want to just say what's going to be coming up here. So we'll take this for another few minutes, and then I'm going to give the phone numbers after the top of the hour for people to join us. The phone line is breaking down a little bit. We're getting a little we get a pop that comes through sometimes. So we'll just take about a half hour of calls coming up with you, and then consider ourselves lucky that we were able to get that much time on an international line that sounded as good as it has sounded so far. But I have a question, and this will sound like I'm hitting on you in a bar or something, and I'm not, okay? But I wonder, because I was always told this by friends of mine who travel a lot, whether you think it's true too, that Ukrainian women are amongst the most beautiful women in the world.
Of course we are. Well,
and if it's true that Ukrainian women are amongst the most beautiful in the world, why is that?
Well, I don't know. I will come to America and you will see that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.